You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The music of the stars. All the way till high noon on most of our Civic Media radio station. Good morning, everybody. We're also on podcasts. CivicMedia.us. Mr. Padiamino Como, his real name. You know him as Perry. So do I. So does the world.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today. May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with the sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see, fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
Don't throw it away. sounds of love. Hallelujah, the sunshine above. Hallelujah, the bells will go ring. Yes, ringing from dawn till night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hand in hand. Hallelujah, all over the land.
Something from Godspell's Day by Day, Frank Purcell and the orchestra. In the 60s for Frank. Doris Day, next up. The music of the star.
Day by day I'm falling more in love with you, and day by day my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day true. So come what may, I want you to know.
Sammy Kahn, Axel Stordahl, Paul Weston collaborated. These are the freshmen.
Day by day, I'm falling more in love with you. And day by day, my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day, you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know. I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, day by day. Making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know. I'm yours alone, and I'm in line to stay. As we go through the years, we go through the years, we go through the years, day by day.
Four freshmen, brilliant talents. And so was Janis Paige, and I read later, I didn't watch the Academy Awards, by the way. And I found out they ignored a lot of people. How can you do that? People who had passed on the year before. One, Janis Paige. They ignored her. On the mentions, along with Mitzi Gaynor, and here's Janis Paige.
Your work in the forthcoming Warner Brothers picture, Hollywood Canteen, is as good as I hear it is. Your future's pretty well assured. Now, what are you going to sing for us tonight?
Well, it's a number you wrote, Johnny, called Day In and Day Out. It's a tune that's always been lucky for me.
Well, I'd say we were the lucky ones, Janis, to have you here to sing it. Introduction, maestro?
Day out,
darling, I think of you day in and day out, day on, day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awake, it's with a tingle, possibility in view, that possibility of maybe seeing you. Let it rain, let it shine. I meet you, and to me the day is
Johnny Mercer wrote that.
Comedy star Janice Paige has died.
Yeah, Paige's nearly 60-year career spanned Broadway, film, and television. She died of natural causes at her L.A. home. She reached some of her greatest heights on Broadway, including the smash hit The Pajama Game. Paige was 101 years old.
Doesn't need a castle rising in Spain or a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you. Most fantastic dreams come true.
somehow this song became identified with movie palaces, as glorious theaters built mostly in the 1920s. And every time there's a theater organ concert, they call out that song to be played. This is George Wright.
Between 1910 and 1943, the Rudolf Wurlitzer Manufacturing Company, based in North Tonawanda, New York, built 2,243 pipe organs. And this one, Wurlitzer Style 260 Opus 1097, originally built in 1925, it represents one of only a handful of Wurlitzer pipe organs that have been carefully restored without any alteration to the original technologies.
The Oriental is now 96 years old, and it was starting to show its age. And as movie palaces go, it was still looking really good, but there were a lot of things that were going wrong. And I think one of the most famous things is going to be the giant piece of plaster that fell out of the ceiling back in 2018. But at this point, we've now cleaned up and renovated the small theaters. Over the course of the pandemic, we changed all the seats, did massive amounts of plaster, and installing the organ is kind of a key piece to that, to bringing it all together.
When we first took over the Oriental, it always felt like we had this missing piece, just a little bit of magic that wasn't there. Jonathan Jackson was the one who found Jeff and his team, and I couldn't imagine a more perfect pick. I mean, here we are with our 1920s movie Palace, and we get a fully intact 1920s Wurlitzer organ. It's really incredible and something that feels so natural and such a fit for this venue.
Part of my job that I've been doing during this installation is to wire this instrument. That is involving this giant bundle of wires, which I've had to go through and label and organize and get them to go into the right direction of where they needed to go. There are over 2,000 wires just to make this instrument play.
Franz Rudolph was my great-great-grandfather, and he was so happy that he was able to bring music to so many people. The jukebox, for a nickel, you could be exposed to music. At one point I read that he was able to make a new violin sound like an old violin. And so I think the organ has that capability of making all of these different sounds that you're not necessarily expecting.
These instruments were originally conceived as the voice of silent film. So when you have a quintessential 1920s movie palace and a very iconic pipe organ, and you marry them together, it is really the best of the best.
In case you missed it, this is about the Oriental Theater.
For me, having been here as long as I have,
in Milwaukee,
watching things transform from this place that is literally starting to fall apart to a place that is shining jewel of cinema experience.
Milwaukee's got my congratulations, less so to the city of San Francisco, which in 1963 tore down one of the grandest theaters ever, the Fabulous Fox. And here's Hedda Hopper with a final plea to save it.
Isn't she beautiful?
Thank you so much. I'm so proud to be here. I'm so happy that you asked me. I don't understand how they could tear down this beautiful theater. Because San Francisco is a city that loves entertainment. They're great show people here. They love it. Only one other theater in America is as beautiful as this, and that's the Radio City Music Hall. And this holds 4,600. And tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, they start an auction to sell everything that's in this beautiful theater. I can't believe it. I can't believe that San Francisco would do a thing like that. I really can't.
Doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May, no twinkling star. Castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you. Fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing.
Doesn't need a thing.
Good movie about that theme. Old theaters. Jim Carrey played one of his first dramatic roles in 2001 with The Majestic.
Where is he? We have to open.
Oh, just give him a second. He's a little nervous.
He's nervous.
Shh. I think he's coming.
Here, you give this to him. Give it to him.
No.
You both.
Come on.
Wow. Damn.
You think?
Fits you like you never took it off.
I put on a few pounds since Adele let it out.
Well, she did a fine job. Oh. Emmett? This is really Luke's doing.
It's from all of us.
Oh. Oh, my.
so you can make sure we always get started on time.
This is very fine. Very fine indeed.
Ready to man your post?
Show some movies.
Oh, all right.
Ernie? Joanne?
Good evening. Well, how are you, Harry?
I have the honor of being the first.
Two adults?
That's right.
Enjoy the movie.
Thank you.
Good evening, Dolores.
How are you?
Fred, it's good to see you. Enjoy the show.
Thank you. Thanks, Harry.
Pleasure. Thank you for coming, Tom. How are you?
Good.
How are the children?
Oh, they're fine.
Good evening.
Better hurry in there, folks. The movie's about to begin.
Thanks.
You're gonna like this one.
Two, please.
Spare that building, don't tear it down.
No, no, no.
Spare that building, it has renown.
He said it!
Though we never put it to the test.
This is the place where Horace Greeley might have pointed west.
Come back! Please spare that. Don't tear. This group, it's not an AMP. We're in there fighting, fighting night and day. That's why there's still a Turtle Bay.
Hooray!
That General Motors will get their reward. They tore that hotel down and drove us to Ford.
By George!
Spare that building, please let it stand. That old building's part of the land.
Let's preserve this most historic house. Down in the cellar, Herman Melville once harpooned a mouse.
Please spare that, don't tear that little old building just upstairs.
You're absolutely right. Unless we really face up to the foe, Grand Central Station may be next to go.
Hear, hear.
Who stood in front of old Carnegie Hall?
You did.
And stopped that demolition ball.
The only time that we try to relax,
they stopped that damn Pan Am up behind our backs.
Right.
Spare that building, please let it be. That old building's a history.
Some may doubt it, cause there is no plaque. Washington never slept here, but he used the house in back.
Oh, oh, oh.
Forever it will stand.
the challenge?
Well, whatever I am, whether it's a new me or an old me, remember, I'm still just an entertainer.
Well, what do you think I am? What do you think they are? What do you think the theater is? It's all entertainment, believe me. There is no difference between the magic rhythms of Bill Robinson's immortal feet.
You said that before.
All right, all right. Well, what did Bill Robinson do? He danced on the stairs, didn't he? Now, I happen to play Oedipus the King on the same stairs. What's the difference? We're all theater. Show me the greatest tragic actor or the lowest red-nosed comic in burlesque, and I'll show you an entertainer. We're all Everything that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go. The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is mean. That's entertainment.
The lights on the lady in tights,
or the bride with the guy on the side,
or the ball where she gives him her all. That's entertainment.
The plot can be hot, simply teeming with sex.
A gay divorcee who is after her ex.
It could be Oedipus Rex,
where a chap kills his father and causes a lot of bother.
The clerk who is thrown out of work,
by the boss who was thrown for a loss,
by the skirt who is doing him dirt.
The world is a stage, the stage is a world of entertainment.
A theater in downtown Watertown turns 100 years old this year, but it may be forced to shut its doors before reaching that milestone. Melissa McCready shows us how the community is coming together to try to save the town cinema.
Town Cinema is a community theater now asking for the community's help. Help in order to keep these doors open. Town Cinema is an institution in downtown Watertown. Opening in 1913, this historic theater turns a century old this October. This is what it looked like back then. Today, Town Cinema hasn't changed much. It has three screens and tickets are only $3, but they're struggling to stay open.
What we're going to do is pretty much anything we can to keep us open and keep us here for the community.
The problem is this. Town Cinema uses film, as you can see here, and they're being forced to go digital. It'll benefit everyone in the long run, but it's costly.
An over 100-year-old theater will soon open once again in downtown Davenport. After nearly 13 years, the Capitol Theater is expected to open in September. Restoration of the theater began over 3 years ago. The massive $24 million project began with the Call Lofts, which were completed last year. A ribbon cutting is expected for Wednesday, July 12th.
Thank you.
working? Mr. Brown, have you been up in the projection booth again?
Mr. Brown, Marlon was running one of the old...
I don't want to hear what Marlon was running. We are popcorn pushers, Kreisman. And the only thing I want to hear from you from now on is snacks. Do I make myself clear?
Plenty clear. Good and plenty clear.
You know, someday this is not going to be so funny. You won't always be working at the Majestic. Someday you'll all have jobs out in the real world.
Like you, Mr. Brown.
Exactly. Anyway, the reason I wanted to talk to you all is because there's something very important we have to discuss. It's about Brad Kreis. As I'm sure you all know, Brad was caught stealing last night, and he was fired. Now, stealing is one thing this company absolutely will not tolerate. At any rate, I had to find somebody to replace him.
That's gonna be tough. When it came to stealing, Brad was about the best there was.
Oh, you got a point there.
Grab...
Don't do that.
Pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is mean, that's entertaining. The lights on the lady in tights, or the bride with the guy on the side, or the ball where she gives him her all, that's entertainment. The plot can be hot, simply teeming with sex. A gay divorcee who is after her ex. It can be Oedipus Rex, where a champ kills his father and causes a lot of bother. The clerk who is thrown out of work by the boss, who is thrown for a loss by the skirt, who is doing him dirt. The world is the stage. The stage is a world of entertainment.
It will reopen next year. The theater on 69th and North has been closed since March of 2020, the start of the pandemic. According to the Neighborhood Theater Group's website, the Rosebud will reopen January 9th. A Wauwatosa alderman told 12 News earlier this month the theater will show newly released movies.
The Dane, who is known as the flame of the king of an underground ring. He's an ape who won't let her escape. That's entertainment. It might be a fight like you see on the screen, a swain getting slain for the love of a queen. Some great Shakespearean scene where the ghost and the prince meet and everyone ends in mincemeat. The gag may be waving the flag that began with the Mr. Cohan hip hooray. The American way, the world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.